Might have Mr. Bob Wheaton on the air right now. Bob, is that you?
It is. How are you, Randy?
Fabulous. I love our small town radio where you allow us to break big news like that, and then we don't even know that that's you calling. I just answer the phone.
Uh-huh. Well, it's, thanks for picking up. I appreciate it.
That's huge news. Larry Warren's with us, Bob, and we just announced the gist of it, that that you and Deer Valley, I would assume this is Stern family and the Penske family, purchasing Solitude.
That's correct. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hi, good to talk to you and share the news with our listeners. And tell us, what was the motivation? What's the strategy? Why did this look attractive to you?
Well, we're pretty darned excited, to say the least, Larry, Randy, and everybody listening. It's we've been working on this for a little bit, you know, we've been watching Solitude over the ridge for a lot of years, and you know, they started building their village over there, and their mountain is incredible, as we all know. And so we've been looking at the possible opportunity somewhere down the road, maybe, for a lot of years. And the DeSilhorst family acquired whole interest in Solitude, I want to say maybe 20 years ago, 15 or 20 years ago. And they've done a great job putting
it together. Yeah, they're the ones that modernized the base and made it a real base village.
Exactly. Exactly. And they were able to do a deal with IntraWest that came in, and between that partnership, they were able to build a great village, a nice little lodging pod there. They have the inn at Solitude is a very nicely appointed hotel. You know, restaurants around the village, just, you know, it's a super deal. It really is. And, you know, for us watching that and then also recognizing that the market that Solitude has truly is complementary to Deer Valley, and I would like to think that Deer Valley's market would be complementary to Solitude as well. So I think that there are some synergies between the two resorts, plus the fact that Solitude and the entire staff over there have done just a great job with their guest service and everything that they do and the whole guest experience over there.
So do you anticipate bringing the Deer Valley difference to Solitude, or will you let Solitude be Solitude as it is now?
Well, Larry, one thing that I do need to be clear about, and that's that even though we have entered into an agreement to purchase, and we're obviously going to follow through on that, we do not actually take possession of the resort until April 30 of 2015. So after next ski season is when we actually take possession of the resort. The reason for that was that as this whole things started coming together, and as I said, we've been working on this for a while. But as it became real, so to speak, it didn't take much to lift her head up and go, holy smokes, you know, here it is, ski season is right around the corner. And how can we do this and not lose focus on what needs to happen at Deer Valley Resort and at Solitude? Because we need to take care of business, and both resorts need to be able to open and operate in the fashion in which they're expected. So in order to help that happen, we thought, well, okay, let's do the deal. Everything's signed and done. And this will allow the DeSilhorst family and the entire staff over there to operate the resort for this coming winter. It will give both staffs the opportunity to move back and forth between the resorts and observe best practices, if you will, at both resorts. And because I'm sure that they're going to have some great ideas on how they do things, I would like to think that it would be vice versa from Solitude to Deer Valley. And it will give us some time to meld and give us some time to integrate.
Bob, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? I'm sure it's going to be on everybody's minds. One is the, you know, I'm a longtime Utah boy, skied at Inspiration, and Solitude's kind of where kids of Salt Lake grow up. Deer Valley has always been branded as the high-end, wonderful, top-notch destination resort bringing visitors. Solitude has always been branded as this is for locals, Save Our Canyons, never interested on that side of the mountain in large numbers of destination visitors trampling up and down that canyon. As you know, the very vehement in their opposition to base development, to increased numbers of automobiles, parking lots, etc. Will Solitude still have that? This is a locals resort with a very reasonable lift ticket, and will you still cater to snowboarders at that resort?
That's a whole lot of questions in just a couple of sentences.
Yes, it is. You knew they would be coming.
Oh yeah, and they are all very appropriate. So, maybe I can work backwards and help me out because I'm going to forget part of the question anyway. I know, but on the snowboarding thing, we would anticipate that Solitude would continue to have snowboarding there. We also anticipate that the connection that presently exists between Solitude and Brayton will remain. So we are not looking, nor should we, in my opinion, to rebrand Solitude. Like we said, Solitude has a very strong brand already. Those folks over there have done a yeoman's job on developing that, supporting that, and implementing that day after day. And we are looking just to be there to help and to integrate, and we would like to think that, like I said before, that there are some ideas that they have on the operational side that we can learn from, and hopefully vice versa. On the market thing that you mentioned, Randy. Again, strong brand, strong market. We're not looking at going in there and doing a wholesale change by any means. It's an incredible resort, just as it is right now, and our hope is to not go in there and just turn the whole thing upside down and change it all.
And you talked about that earlier, that it complements Deer Valley in that Deer Valley's business is not reliant on day skiers coming up from the Wasatch Front. Solitude's is, and vice versa. Solitude gets a few destination skiers, but they don't have a huge base there, whereas here we have the bed base and you do have destination skiers. So you're really acquiring a different kind of skier, one that you weren't getting already.
That's exactly correct, Larry. And it is a different type of skier. But one of the things that we recognize immediately also is that either on the Deer Valley side or the Solitude side, this isn't about packing them in and stacking them deep, as they say. Deer Valley has some self-imposed limits on how many people we allow on the mountain. Solitude has some geographically imposed limits, if you will, whether it's parking, whether it's the mountain, whether it's the transportation up and down Big Cottonwood Canyon. So that's one thing that I would like to think that we're already accustomed to is looking at opportunities that also include some limits to them. So it's not just to open the door and, boy, here we go kind of thing. So as far as approach goes, I think a lot of the approaches are pretty similar.
Yeah, you are closer to this than we as outside observers, but is there a generational or kind of a sea change occurring in the ski business right now? I mean, we've had four ownership changes in major Utah resorts in the last year. Vail to Canyons, Snowbird to Ian Cummings, Solitude to Deer Valley, and Park City to Vail. Is there, is this part of a national thing? Are resorts bulking up, consolidating into less ownership? And is there any reason, with four of them changing hands in Utah in a year, that skiers should be concerned about consolidation?
I don't think that skiers should be concerned about consolidation, Larry. I think it's almost coincidental that we've had four changes here in Utah and in the Wasatch Front in particular just this summer. As far as the industry goes, I really don't think that it is a trend. I think, one of the trends that is out there is recognition from individual resorts that we're all in the same industry and that we need to cooperate at a higher level than we have had to, 20, certainly 30 years ago when, it was all very independent mountain people that, started resorts and operated resorts and really weren't interested in a certain level of cooperation. I think now that's certainly changed. The ownership component, I think, is just a faction of that.
Okay. Now, with all these new acquisitions by new owners, that means they generally start fixing things up, putting their own vision, their own stamp on things, and crank up the marketing. And with Vail owning two of the three resorts, you owning the third, you owning Solitude, new ownership at Snowbird, are we at the point where we haven't seen anything yet where Park City is just going to be off the charts over the next few years in terms of being reinvigorated and bring in tourists like never before?
Well, Larry, there's something I'd like to share with you, and if you could keep it just between you and I, that'd be great.
Nobody, if you're out there, turn your dial down.
Yeah, there you go. So I had lunch with Blaze today from Vail Resorts, and we talked about that very thing. And most people that know me and know Blaze also know that we're very good longtime friends, as well as both having been in the industry for a long time. And we talked about resorts as a whole and a need to, invigorate and reinvest and all of that. And I will not steal any Blaze's thunder because he deserves to deliver it himself. But to your point, Larry, I think, yes, sir, we will see some reinvestment, some reinvigoration, and a better product, if you will, for both local and destination skiers.
So, Bob, I think it kind of shows a huge amount of bullishness on Utah and our product with the investments made by the Cumming family, by Deer Valley now, certainly by Vail, that with an industry that shows no signs of increasing in overall popularity, that Utah itself has a certain amount of optimism and bullishness that possibly doesn't exist anywhere else right now.
And I think you're right. And it is, I think the rest of the world now is finding out something that all of us here in Utah have known for a long time. And that's that we have something extremely special here. And it's not all about geography. And it's not all about great lodges and great ski lifts. It's about the people that are here and the people in town and the fact that we do work together and we do cooperate and we're friendly and we like tourism. And then not to mention that we have an international airport that's, 30, 40 minutes away. And it's all of those things, plus not to even mention the greatest snow on earth. All of those components are really coming together, and people are starting to pay attention and go, hey, how about that Utah deal over there? We kind of like that.
Hey, Bob, I really appreciate your taking the time on a very busy day to help us locals understand what's just occurred. I know, you know, you sit at the top of that management team, and it means a lot to me for you to take the time to call into this show.
Not a problem, Randy, and thanks for doing such a great job on your show day after day also.
Let us know how that reciprocal four-day pass works out with your snowboarders over there. Snowbird.
We will do that.
All right, thank you. Larry, okay, anything else for Bob?
No, that's it. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Wheaton.
Thanks, Randy. Take care.
Thank you, Larry Warren.
Bye-bye.